אני נקנויה, מי סנין נאבק? נגיבית השינדן או כתנועי וננן? וייני ג'ווידו קונו גוגג'י או ג'בוי מותה דייג אינדסו גיז'יק? מיוגו גי גט פיטן דאגווק או ג'נון דאגווק כתנועי וננן? מזיווי אומה נשנאבי ווקינג. Greetings, this is Nabik, and I'm here to talk about our language and to help you learn a little bit more so our language can be heard all over this beautiful land of ours. Ginoa netao chupoy moyek, ginundanawa ishimayo gitago siyan, migo geget kikinoa magoan, gitinoy wininan, giwi pagosin mininim, wiwinichi, Joanne Dumitowiek. Mi go gay we, mi gucci we aqua, we noa gaga kwa mawi wad. Gitten way winning on bungi minik nisadu taman. Mi go gay get gay abi nanda gay kandaman. Gitten way winning on. Nzagitun dash. Eu sa gay kandaman. Ni we madu u kinak, we noa nanda gay kandamwat. Wewe ni ji kagwe o jibwe motate wat. So that's what I'm trying to do here. I just want to thank everyone that has helped me along in my language. And also those ones that can hear me, they can hear that I'm still learning. But I've come a little ways, and the little ways that I have come, I'd like to share with other people so they can be able to speak just a little bit more every day. Nungo min dash ni wit the shindan hanuj gego me kigade ginima awia ain dot. So I want to talk about a variety of things that can be found in most everyday households. Nitami dash gidage kain domination a kadeg awia ain dot. So what we call someone's home, we would call the actual structure. There are many, many different words. And one of them that can be used to describe the modern day houses that we live in is wa ka igan. Wa ka igan. So when you're talking about just one house, you would say wa ka igan. And if you're talking about more than one, it would be wa ka iganan. You put the an at the end. Wa ka iganan. Wa ka igan is a house or a structure. So this word would be used to just describe the place itself, wa kaigan. I suppose you could say ni wa kaigan ni iyo, that's my house. But a lot of times when we talk about somebody's house or their residence or where they live, we would use ain dayan, which means my house. Ain dayan. And when you da, that means you reside somewhere. Ain dayan. Where I live. So wa kaigan is the actual building, and that's why we'll see in beautiful Gamiskwawa Kokag in Cass Lake how it's come to be known, but the real name being Gamiskwawa Kokag. There we have a structure called Chi wa kaigan, and we've shortened it to Chiwi, and it would be really good if we could get back to using that whole word. And Chiwa Kaigan is a big building, and that's why we call it that, Chiwa Kaigan. So, just a little tidbit there. So when you're talking about somebody's house, the actual structure, it's good to use the word Wa Kaigan. Or if there's more than one house, if there's two or three, Nijwa Kaiganan or Niswe Wa Kaiganan, three houses. So if you're going to talk about the size of it, the size of your house, it's a large house, you would say Chiwa Kaigan. Chiwa Kaigan. And that's one way. You know, Chi doesn't only mean that something is large. It can also be an emphasizer for something, making something really, you know, Chiminwain dog what the ill. Like that's really thought of in a good way. So Chi doesn't only make things larger in size, it's an emphasizer, it makes something, it can be something that's really bad, really small, whatever you want to say. But in this case, Chiwa Kaigan. It's a large building. That's where we get Chiwi from, Chiwa Kaigan. But if it's a small building, we could say Wa Kaiganes. Wa Kaiganes. So if you want to say there's a small building, Wa Kaiganes. Wa Kaiganes ima ate. There is a small building there. So we have three ways so far. Wa Kaigan is just a building. Chiwa Kaigan is a large building. Wa Kaiganes is a small building. In all of those, if you're going to talk about more than one, you would put another un on the end of it, and it would sound like this. Wa Kaiganan. Now there's more than one building. Wa Chiwa Kaiganan. Now there's more than one bigger building. Wa Kaiganesan. Now there's more than one small building. So there's three ways. Now what we can do is we need to use these in a sentence because it doesn't do us much good just to know a word like that by itself. So we're talking about going to a building. Wa Kaiganing. And you put that ing on the end and it means to the building, at the building, from the building, in the building, on the building. And in the context of your sentence, you'll be able to tell the difference of which of those is being talked about. So if you're saying, Wa Kaiganingi Pintike, I went into the building. I entered the building. Ingi Pintike, I entered Wa Kaiganing, the building. Wa Kaiganing Ingi Pintike. Or Wa Kaiganing Ingi Isha, I went to the building. Wa Kaiganing Ingi Isha. And the previous words that we just used, the Wa Kaigan words, you can use any of those. Chiwa Kaiganing Ingi Bintege, I went into the large building. Wa Kaigane Sing Ingi Bintege, I went into the smaller building. So there's one way, another way that's kind of fun that you can talk about a building, and that's kind of make it like that old building or the crusty building, that rugged building, however you want to put that in English. But how we could call it in Ojibwemun, we could call it Wa Kaiganish. Wa Kaiganish. This can be used like for a shack or if you're trying to talk about some old building somewhere that's kind of rugged or whatever. Wa Kaiganishing Ingi Bindige. I went into the old crusty house. Whatever, however you want to think of that or say that in English, doesn't matter because we're here about Ojibwemun. Wa Kaiganishing Ingi Bindige Biji Nago. Yesterday I went into the old crusty house. Now remember, this word and these words that you're learning, the Wa Kaigan type words, are just talking about a building. We're not really talking about someone's home, although it could be used that way. If you put a person on there, if you say Ni Wa Kaigan, you're saying my building or my house. It could be thought of that way. Ni Wa Kaigan, my house. Or Gi Wa Kaigan. Giwa Kaigan, your house, or his house or his building. Owa Kaigan. Owa Kaigan. So all of the same rules apply. If you're going to put a person on there to show that there's ownership. So if you're saying my little house. Niwa Kaiganes. Niwa Kaiganes. Or Ni Wa Kaiganish, my old crusty house. Ni Wa Kaiganish. Or Gi Wa Kaigan, your house. Gi Wa Kaiganes, your little house. Gi Wa Kaiganish, your old crusty house. So you can put those people on there to denote ownership. And that's the Ni, Gi, and O. Ni, meaning my, whatever. Gi, meaning your, whatever. O, meaning his or her whatever. In this case, the whatever is a house. Wa Kaigan. Ni Wa Kaigan. Gi Wa Kaigan. O Wa Kaigan. So if you're going to say to my house, let's go to my house. And we say let's go, we could say Ija Da. Let's go there. Ija Da. So if you're going to say to my house, you could say it this way. Ni wa kai gunning ijada. Let's go to my house. Now notice the ing on the end there. Ni wa kai gunning ijada. The ing makes it to my house. Ijada, let's go. Ni wa kai gunning ijada. Or let's go to your house. Gi wa kai gunning ijada. Or his or her house. O wa kai gunning ijada. So the ing is important if you're talking about going to a place, to a certain house or building. So this is a good generic term to know when you're talking about a certain building or somebody's building. Wa kai gun. And there's other ways to talk about this, and we're going to talk about those next time. Mi gwe cha pi chi pi sin dao yek, mi sin ni nabik, mi sago nao minik, mi yo.